On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
And this is a whiskey episode, so here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Bardstown Bourbon Company, we have the Coabiter Series Silver Oak Cask Finish Straight Bourbon Whiskey. We have the Bardstown Bourbon Company Distillery Reserve Cathedral French Oak Finish Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And then from Blackwood, we have the Blackwood Toasted Bourbon Batch Number 4, the Blackwood Single Barrel Number 2 Kentucky Straight Bourbon, the Blackwood Toasted Rye Batch Number 3, and the Blackwood Single Barrel Rye Founder's Pick. Not too bad of a day in the basement. Okay, yeah, it was Kentucky Derby this weekend, so sorry. Yeah.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
That's a fact, and I wish people would quit just like looking for something else to, you know, watch or listen to at this
There's
time.
There's nothing else on at 2 a.m.
No, we're the best thing.
No, I'm sorry, because last night I woke up around 2 a.m. because of acid reflux, because, you know, my lifestyle.
Because you're old.
With the crazy, all the drinking, the drugs on the women. It's crazy. Right. Actually, I think those people stay up till 5 or 6 a.m.
So what was better than us?
So what was better than us?
I was watching a rerun of Parks and Recreation.
No. Because you've seen it already.
No, but I'd never watched the show when it was on.
You've seen it already. Yeah. Come on. Mm.
So it wasn't a rerun for you.
It was not a rerun for me. It was me.
Rerun?
Because you from what's happening?
I loved rerun.
Oh, rerun.
That man can dance for a big man.
So this is the thing. Are we the best thing on at 2 a.m. if I've already heard all the episodes? Because, you know, then I've already heard those.
Well, you've only heard it because you're here.
Yeah, that's true.
That doesn't count.
Well, I sometimes listen to the guys from Tennessee and their beer episodes.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Good old boy Justin.
Good morning.
And good old boy Harm.
Thanks for having me today.
That's it? That's all you guys got?
Okay. We're keeping it simple.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else you can drink. And this is a whiskey episode, so here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Bardstown Bourbon Company, we have the Coabiter Series Silver Oak Cask Finish Straight Bourbon Whiskey. We have the Bardstown Bourbon Company Distillery Reserve Cathedral French Oak Finish Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And then from Blackwood, we have the Blackwood Toasted Bourbon, Batch Number 4, the Blackwood Single Barrel Number 2, Kentucky Straight Bourbon, the Blackwood Toasted Rye, Batch Number 3, and the Blackwood Single Barrel Rye Founder's Pick. So, not too bad of a day in the basement. So, we're going to be tasting these whiskeys and rating them with our sips ratings and our signature sounds. And here's Justin to give us our sounds. Okay, yeah, it was Kentucky Derby this weekend, so sorry. Yeah.
Coming out of gate one, sips rating, give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Not a perennial favorite. Two sips coming out of gate two. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips coming around the bend. Interesting, but what was this again?
Interesting.
4 sips. Ah, abusing the show notes, but let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
At the last stretch, we have number 5. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good. The longest name in sports.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! Okay.
That was quite a finish.
Yeah, it was that's what she said. It was a photo finish, yeah.
You think they can
That's what she said.
Can we fix that in post?
What, like delete the whole thing? Yeah, we can delete the whole thing in post. Yeah, no,
they need to put the reverb in for the track.
You would be amazed at what we can delete in post. So,
well, don't we pay editors? Somebody's paying editors, right?
Yeah, theoretically. Mm. So we're gonna have Harm tell us about our first whiskey of the day.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Our first whiskey is the Bardstown Bourbon Company Collaborative Series Silver Oak Cask Finish Straight Bourbon. 54% ABV, or 108 proof, American proof, that is, because, you know, British proof is different. The second of the three releases from the 2024 Collaborative Series, the first was the Amrut, and the second was the Blackberry Farm. The Bardstown Company's Silver Oak Finish is an expert blend of 6, 9 to 15-year-old bourbons. Finished in Silver Oak Cabernet barrels for 17 months. Silver Oak honors a more than 50-year tradition of aging Cabernet Sauvignon exclusively in American oak barrels. So the color is a beautiful, dark burnished bronze. And I really enjoyed this whiskey with water. Without water, it was very muted to me. All I got was roasted nuts and a hint of cinnamon. But adding cold water to it, I get red fruit. The nuts are still there. I mean, it's an unneutered bottle. Lots of walnut. Beautiful cinnamon and cocoa coming out on the nose. And the fruit is just starting to leak out on the nose. Mm. On the palate, I'm getting fig. I'm getting some sweetness. There's a good tannin from the oak barrel. But blackberry really struck me. It's like when you bite on a really ripe blackberry and you get the seed and that tannin hits and you get that grip. This is pretty nice. The finish is not as long as I'd liked it to be, but I enjoyed it. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan with or without the water, really. On the nose, you know, I got that strawberries and nuts.
Didn't get the strawberry.
Strawberries and nuts is what I got. And then on the palate, you said a light tannic, and I kind of thought it was like a heavy tannic.
Add more water.
Yeah, well, I did add water, and it just didn't do it for me. But I got all those notes and stuff, but the palate just wasn't my kind of palate. You know, if somebody likes that,
it's kind of a geeky whiskey. It's not that approachable sweet fruit bomb, you know?
Right. I mean, I've never really had that Silver Oak, whiskey before. I mean, wine before. So I'm not really familiar with it. But having this doesn't make me want to go out and get that either.
All right. Say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
I didn't want to say this, but I mean, I sell Silver Oak, but I think they've been resting on their laurels for about 10, 15 years. So. The wine is not what it used to be.
Justin?
On the nose, I got caramel, raisins, cinnamon, vanilla. On the palate, this was weird. So I got like, it was sweet, grape crush, but flat.
What? No.
Figs. Remember the grape crush soda?
Yeah, I know.
But flat.
You know, coming back to it. I'm smelling more of the cinnamon. When you said raisin, I said, yeah, he's probably right, but... Grape crush,
flat. And then when I put in water, the Silver Oak came out and it tasted like a wine-finished spirit. Then I wait 40 minutes. I come back to right before we're talking right now, and it tastes like it did in the beginning. I've never had a spirit reverse after water to what it was
before.
So it was like a boomerang. Pretty cool.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
No, that, he does not deserve that sound effect. No, he's got points today. Come on. It's weird, but it's not, no, I don't know.
Operate no contest.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Bob, how about instead of hitting buttons on the board, tell us what you think.
I like hitting buttons on the board. It's, this is how I have fun.
Your wife told me you like pushing buttons too. I know.
Yes, this is the only entertainment I have. It was very muted when we first opened it up. All I got on the nose was roasted nut. We're all old enough to remember when you would go into Sears and they had the nut counter in the back and you would walk in. And
I'm not old enough.
No. Yes. Yes.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
And the whole store smelled like roasted nuts. It had that and not a lot else until I put water in. And once I put water in, it completely opened up.
Yeah.
It's a completely different whiskey. And the wine notes are there. I get that dark red fruit on the nose. But I get more of it on the palate for me. The Cabernet influence comes out.
They needed the water to do that.
The red fruit, stewed dark red fruit, really came through. Without water, it was okay. But with water, it jumped up a whole notch
for me. I'm enjoying that blackberry on the palate. I really like it. Mm-hmm. But I like wine-finished bourbons. Mm-hmm. I know Justin does not. We were talking about that earlier off the air. But I've had some amazing wine-finished bourbons. Like my favorite was that Pritchard Hill from Jefferson's. And recently we had a Chattanooga bourbon finished in Pinot Noir cask from Russian River Valley. Oh, my God, that was amazing. I sold 10, 15 cases of that stuff, and I probably drank a case of it myself. Well,
the one that we did not too long ago was Pinot de Charente. Which one was that?
Yeah, it was a Pinot de Charente. I don't remember the brand.
I can't remember which one, but that one was delicious.
Yeah.
I think it was a Balvenie. Yeah, it was a Balvenie.
Right, right.
And that was, and again, that's a very obscure wine, not very common.
Well, Pinot de Charente is basically bourbon that's not, I mean, cognac that's not been distilled.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a
Hey, and we're back, and we were just wrapping up our discussion on this Silver Oak series from Bardstown Bourbon Company. I like the occasional wine finish bourbon. I enjoy a wine finish on scotch more than I do on bourbon, generally, but I've had some excellence. I've had some that just, you could tell they just, you know, whoever their cast broker was goes, hey, I've got these today. And they went, okay, fine, we'll take them.
I've had amazing wine finishes on scotches. Yeah. I think bourbon just doesn't have the expertise yet. Yeah. They're just getting used to it.
It's a newer thing and they're figuring it out. So, but I enjoyed this one. So we're going to give the Bardstown Bourbon Company Collaborative Series Silver Oak Cast Finish Straight Bourbon 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that's going to take us to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So this next one is the Bardstown Bourbon Company Distillery Reserve Cathedral French Oak Finished Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's a 55.05% ABV or 110.1 proof. The new Distillery Reserve series is available only at the distillery and at their downtown Louisville Visitor Center. The Cathedral French Oak is a blend of 100% Kentucky bourbons aged between 9 to 18 years, which was finished for 14 months in barrels made of 300-year-old French oak from the legendary Bersay Forest of the Loire Valley.
Loire.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah. This plot of giant trees planted during the reign of Louis the 14th, that's around 1715, was harvested to restore the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris following the fire of 2019. Their intricate grain and unparalleled density, strong enough to restore the cathedral's famed spire, infuse the whiskey with a character as profound as the history they represent. East Distillery Reserve Bottling is packaged at 375 milliliters.
It comes in a box that looks like a cathedral stained glass window. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's a beautiful box, yeah. But one thing I wanted to say right off the bat is that the label on this is a little bit, like a little deceiving to me, because the label says a blend of Kentucky straight bourbon whiskeys finished for 14 months in 300-year-old French oak barrels. So it doesn't say, you know, trees made from, it just says 300
years old. You thought the barrels were 300 years old?
Yeah, you know, because it's kind of deceiving a little bit for, you know, to me, you know. But
read the script and then you'll know.
Well,
yeah, that's, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
That's what I did. I mean,
you read the label.
I read the label, and so I got, that's why it was a little deceiving to me on from the script and the label.
Yeah, there were 3-year old trees that were
300-year-old
trees.
You were reading it's 300-year-old French oak barrels. It's 300-year-old French oak trees.
Okay, so now we're actually discussing the defects of the English language. So yeah. let's move on.
That's okay. That's okay. The color on this is it's, you know, a nice burnished copper color. It's
what year, Penny?
Yeah, well, I'm going to say in the 70s.
No, you know, I'm going with 1969.
60s, 69? It's got a lovely dark color.
It is a darker, a little darker color.
Great
than
summer in 69.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, on the nose.
Thanks, Brian Adams.
It's just a beautiful, soft nose. A little bit of vanilla. It's just got some cherries on there.
I'm coming back to it. This is good.
I know. A little bit, yeah, the little creaminess to it. A little floral note there. On the palate, though, this just sings. And I mean, I understand why it's called the Cathedral of French Oak, because it's singing to me.
Choir in the glass, baby.
Oh my gosh, it is. It's a beautiful. It's got the cherries, the vanilla cream, that floral notes, the creme brulee. It's just, it doesn't, and the finish doesn't stop. When you, after you have it, it's like, well, you know, let me go another half hour and see if I need another one, you know?
It's infinite finish.
It's just great. I mean, this really, really does sing to you. And I have to say, if you're up in the Bardstown or Louisville area and can get one of these things, oh, definitely do it. I mean, you have to make that trip and do it. I mean, this really does. This is well worth the price of admission for sure. Justin?
Hello!
Yeah. Okay. That was weird.
Was Stephen Merchant?
I don't know.
Where'd you pull that from?
Yeah.
Hard one to follow. On the nose, I got prunes, French oak, raisins, and pledge. On the palate, pledge.
Pledge. Really?
Pledge. On the palate, I got like baked cherries, toasted oak, floral notes. With water, I got a lot more oak, and the finish was really long, sweet, and woody. It's pretty good.
Yeah, this was so nice.
The French oak really made this one special.
Yeah, this was so nice that I didn't want to add water because I really enjoyed it that much. And so I
see where you're coming from, Brent, but to me, water made it a little bit sweeter, and the finish was just as long. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah. I think this is one of the best things I've had from Bardstown Bourbon Company, period. I mean, this one is ungodly good.
My customers have been asking for this for months, but I can't get it. It's distillery only.
Right.
Bob, what do you think?
I think it's delicious. It's got on the palate just maple, cedar. There's a floral note that I get on the back palate. The oak comes through, but it's not overpowering. It's more oak than tannin, so you're getting the woodiness, but it's not so...
Yeah, it's not super dry.
Yeah, it's not super dry. You're not getting that bitterness.
I got more of that dryness on that first cask.
Yeah, I mean, this is so well done, and the, you know, it's just sad because, like, you know, how often can you get this wood? It's like, man, I hope they bought
only
as much of it.
Only when they burn down a church.
Hope they got as much of this as they can, and they keep doing this one, because, wow, this one is really, really good.
Well, I'm sure it's going to find its way to Scotland and be second, I mean, third fill used.
I mean, well, I see why they call it the Cathedral Series with, you know, with the Notre Dame and you know, in the burning of that.
Well,
you know,
they're using oak harvested from a forest that hasn't been touched.
Right. Can you imagine what these barrels cost?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to be giving the Bardstown Bourbon Company Distillery Reserve Cathedral French Oak Finish Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey a well-deserved four sips.
I think you're wrong. It deserves higher. I hate you all.
So do I, but unfortunately, it's a committee.
Yeah.
All right, Justin, tell us about our next whiskey.
So, we're going to talk about Blackwood Toasted Bourbon, Batch 4, 59.3% alcohol by volume, or 118.6 proof, and I did not do that math. Mash bill, 75% corn, 21% rye, 4% malted barley. The Blackwood Distilling Company was founded by Guinness and Lisa McFadden, named after a stable, the home to the 2019 Kentucky Derby winner, Country House, looking to create a signature style all their own. They recruited Justin Sloan and Justin Thompson, no relation.
Our boys.
Of the world-famous Justin's House of Bourbon to assist in the sourcing and blending. After blending, the bourbon is finished using Blackwood's signature toasting process. So, on the nose on this one, I got sweet brown sugar. I got a very light oak. On the palate, it was heavily barley influenced to me, and the finish was big woody, and it was mostly on the back palate. And Bob, what did you think?
I think it's got a beautiful nose. It really just shines. That that toasted oak really comes through on the nose for me. On the palate, dark brown sugar, brown butter, dark slightly burned toffee, a little bit of caramel, a little bit of vanilla. I think it's lovely. I really, really like this one. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah. On the nose, I got some, it was like a soft, sweet vanilla, creme brulee. I got a little spice note on there. Beautiful. On the palate, I got black pepper, vanilla, cherry, a little bit of tobacco leaf. Now, my first sip on this, it was a very short finish, and I couldn't figure out why. I was like, why is, you know, and then, you know, I had it again, and I was like, oh, what happened here? All of a sudden, the finish just really came through. I was like, I never had that happen to me, whether I got a short, or I started off with like nothing of a finish, and then the next sip, you know, it really pops with that finish. And, Harm? Yeah. We're going to come back after this. That was enough time for you to talk.
Back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just going to Harm to see what he thought about our first offering from the folks at Blackwood.
Well, I don't really have much to add, Bob. But I mean,
okay, then we'll just move on.
When Brent finished, there was literally 4 seconds till commercial. I didn't need that.
There you go.
That's what they're saying. I know how you feel. That's fine. I got sweet fudge notes with walnuts on the nose. I didn't get your cherry that Brent was talking about. The toasted oak comes through. Great spice. This is just a really gorgeous whiskey, but it's more about oak here than anything. I don't really get a lot of that fruit that you guys were getting. This is the spicy rye.
Well, yeah, when you say spicy, though, it's kind of like it's a soft,
It's a spice. It's very, it's well integrated.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that I've come back to it, my nose is about half an inch away from it, and right in the center of that Glencairn, I'm getting the goddamn baked cherry, and I should be probably bleeped for that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got the baked cherry that you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's there. It's just farther away from the glass.
Yep.
Okay.
It's there.
It's a great expression. I mean, they did a great job with this one.
Well, we're going to give the Blackwood Toasted Bourbon Batch 4 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next expression, which is the Blackwood Single Barrel Number 2, Kentucky Straight Bourbon, 59% ABV, 118 proof, which, yahoo. Mash bill on this is 75% corn, 21% rye, 4% malted barley. This is aged 7 years, 10 months. It's got a nice dark bronze color. Got a nice glow to it, a little bit of a gold in the center. On the nose. Raspberries and blackberries. Let's see what we got on the palate. I love this one. Maple, buttered brown sugar, a little bit of white pepper on the back palate on the finish. Yeah, that maple leaps out for me. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah. On the nose, it was kind of muddled on the nose, but I got that black tea, and then I just kind of got like a fruit. You know, just like a muddled fruit, you know, yeah, nothing really stuck out to me as a fruit.
I agree with you, Brent.
And then on the palate,
yeah, the tea you said, is definitely there though.
Yeah. You know, right. And then on the palate, when you said maple, brown sugar, oh, those things pop.
Yeah.
And then
it was like French toast.
Yep. And then like a fruit jelly. So this is kind of like you're making a toasted bread on a Sunday with the jelly and you know, and stuff. And it's just kind of the way I thought about it, you know. It was a little bit sticky. It was good, not great. I mean, I enjoyed it. I added some water. It's nice. I mean, I enjoy it. You know, it's just
with the
right
water,
there.
The char just leaps out of the glass.
Nobody got spices. I got clove, anise, and cinnamon. Like clove star anise.
Well, there was no clove until I put the water in. I just put the water in, and the clove is like leaping out of the glass.
There's I don't get the fruit as much as Brent, but I see what you're saying.
Clove and barrel char come
it's
out
there,
with the water.
It's there. It's there.
Wow.
It just took time to come out.
That's a big difference with the water.
I'm getting star anise and clove.
Well, I can see when you add that water, that clove does really pop, you know. Mm. But it's still sticky. I still get that stickiness to it. You know,
it's pretty.
Yeah, Justin.
On the nose, I got like grade B Vermont maple syrup, and I did get the black tea and clove notes.
That was mama wouldn't buy us the grade B.
You know what? Yeah. Vermont maple syrup is inferior to everything from Canada. So keep going on about your grade B syrup.
On the palate, it followed through with that pancake syrup flavor and brown burnt sugar, and the finish was burnt sugar as well. Little bit of sweetness to it.
It's more than a little bit of sweetness, my friend.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's good.
On the finish, I'm just talking about the finish. Well, the palate had serious pancake syrup flavor, and I enjoyed it. It makes me miss pancakes.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I get like French toast. Like he's
looking at
sticky.
His gut. Pancakes should miss him.
Yeah, sticky. No.
Face for radio, people. Face for radio.
Yeah, this one.
Can't tell how much weight I gained on the radio, folks.
And the thing is I mean, we keep going back to it. It's not.
It was too easy.
It's not cloyingly sweet.
No,
by
it's
any
not.
Stretch of the imagination. But that perception of sweetness, that perception of
and I don't
French
think it's
toast,
as maple as he says. It's just. It's just got a good note to it.
Well, there's have you had grade B Vermont syrup?
There is a bit of a honeycomb into it.
I don't mess with Vermont.
A is sweeter.
I mean. What gets me is like the stickiness to it, where it's not sticky, but you have that like a sticky note to it.
It's got a great mouthfeel.
It's got a really good mouthfeel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can show you some whiskeys that are like Michter's Sour Mash. That always comes off when apple cider and pour it for somebody, and I said, now this is going to taste sweet, but it's not any sweeter than any of the others. It just comes across as sweet. And this is sort of the same thing. It isn't sticky like there's more residual sugar in it. It just gives you that sweetness. This is lovely.
I think because of the maple syrup, the jam, and those things, it's perceived as sticky, mm-hmm. you know? And,
yeah.
You know, it kind of comes through like that.
And with the water and with the air, this one's significantly better. I think
this got better with time.
Oh,
I think absolutely. You guys rated it too low,
right? Yeah. 100%. 100% better with time, and 100% better with a little bit of water, because it really brought the flavors out. It just sort of popped. So we're going to be giving the Blackwood Single Barrel number 2 Kentucky Straight Bourbon 4 sips.
That's classified.
So far, so good. So we will be back with our next whiskey.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a
Hey, and we're back, and we are talking about some fantastic whiskeys from Blackwood. So we're going to go on to Brent and going to have him tell us about our next one.
Thanks, Bob. The next one is the Blackwood Toasted Rye. This is batch number 3, 59.5% ABV. That's 119 proof. It's a mash bill of 95% rye, 5% malted barley. Color on this one, again, 69.70 copper's penny.
Yeah,
right around there. On the nose... Oh my God, fabuloso! No, I got
for the people who don't live in South Florida.
Yeah.
See, you don't explain fabuloso.
Fabuloso is a cleaner that the Latin ladies use, and they come in and clean your home. But
or Latin men.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Don't be so sexy. My house uses it.
Yeah. So I mean, it's
fantastic. It's, south of the border is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, right.
Literally, what I got was like a flowery lavender nose, a floral nose to it.
You know, and what? I agree with you when you first talked about it, but it's changed with air. It's changed. It's more sweet. It's definitely gotten sweeter. It's not as lavender, that earthy, beautiful floral note. It's gotten sweeter.
But, you know, on the palate, it was a really soft palate. I got a little light vanilla and... And even though this is a rye, I got like a little like a wheat field to it, you know, which was surprising to me.
Yeah,
which,
you're exactly right.
You know, which and I'm like, how am I getting wheat on a rye bourbon? Doesn't quite make sense to me, but that's what I got. What do you say? How do you follow that up?
You don't even know who's at the table anymore.
I know that. Well,
he's gone blind.
He was asleep.
Yeah. Okay. So what? The notes we had originally don't even apply anymore, because when we first had it was sweet lavender, and on the nose and on the palate, mouth coating, that's still the same. It's very mouth coating. The floral notes is great. The black pepper, cinnamon, just blowing out of here. I don't get any dill. This is like, you see that 95.5 recipe, you think about MGP because that's their standard recipe, and that's a big dill bomb. I'm not getting any of that.
No, this I don't get any dill on it at all.
Adding some water to it, so you get a lot of pepper that comes out on it.
I put a couple drops of water in mine afterwards, and it's just a really beautiful balance of sweet and spice. It's tons of baked cinnamon, a little bit of just a hint of cardamom, and I don't know.
Mm. The cardamom's definitely there.
Baking spices.
Yeah.
But it's just a hint.
Yeah.
And there's like candied ginger on the finish.
Green or black cardamom?
Oh, it's definitely black. It's not
definitely
green.
Black. Yeah. I'm with you. This one's delicious. I honestly, I can't really say any more about it. It's gotten better with air, but this one I loved when we first opened it. The flower bomb that it was in the nose has gotten sweeter.
It's not as floral now. It's more spicy.
Yeah,
now
the air. Flower has come down. The sweetness in the nose has come up, but the palate is still there. It's got a great finish. The finish goes on for a long while. And I'm with you. That was my first thought is I'm not getting any dough off of this.
You see that 95.5 recipe, you think
yeah.
of still.
Yeah, you're thinking MGP. You're thinking, and nothing wrong with it. It's every distillery has their.
I'm going to do a crass commercial bit against the
Beam has
notes.
The peanuts. Dickel has the Flintstones. Everybody has their flavor, but this one's not coming through.
I bought a private barrel of Hard Truth, which is a 94.6. And there's no dill there. It's caramel. Mm-hmm. What about you, Justin?
So it was sweet and malty on the nose, vanilla. The nose was hard to draw in the beginning, but it came out after time. There were floral notes to it. On the palate, I got a high rye hit. And then it was a medium finish on the front mid palate for this one. It's pretty much a classic rye.
Yeah.
You know,
this is everything you want in a rye.
Yeah,
if this you, is literally
you
everything
want a rye,
rye,
you have this. You're yeah. like, yeah, I had a rye.
The spice is there on the back
I
end.
I prefer a spicier rye. This is different to me. This is
well, the spice well, is on the finish. It's not up front
because it's toasted. So it's yeah. So you
yeah, you're
that,
getting that
you know,
toasted
so
barrel floral sweet in the front, but on the back end, you're still getting all the rye spice. So it's just different. I love this one. So we're going to be giving the Blackwood Toasted Rye Batch Number 3 a well deserved 4 sips. Way to go, Justin.
Classified.
So that takes us to our last one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that.
So many Justins on this show.
I know. We need a scorecard. So we're going to talk about Blackwood Single Barrel Rye Founder's Pick. 55% alcohol by volume, 110 proof. The color, like an 80s copper penny. The nose... I got the kerosene lamp, the potpourri. It's kind of like the 39-year-old girlfriend's house. When you're a young man, you go in there and you're like, oh, it's going to be a good day. Palette's woody. Big rye hit.
I've been married too long, man. I forgot about that.
You tramp. You're just a tramp. Yeah.
The finish is really long and luxurious. Like hopefully your evening would be in 1999. When you enjoyed
with
that.
With the 39-year-old girlfriend?
Yeah.
In 1999, how old was that? 32?
11, yeah.
Water.
You're a complete.
Sometimes, too many sometimes it brings back a memory, you know?
He's hitting the wrong ball.
What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, well, on the nose, I did get that floral potpourri kind of nose, and I'm like, how is this happening again on another bourbon? Like, Bob's got to be washing
well,
out
it's a
his...
rye, not a bourbon.
Well, yeah, it's a rye.
I picked a lot of floral ryes from the store. This is good.
Yeah, you know, and stuff. So, on the palate, I got rye, pepper, a little bit of orange, some light tannins, a little bit of wood, you know, wood notes from it and stuff. It's very nice. I mean, I enjoyed it all around. I added water. Everything kind of seemed to pop a little bit more. Very enjoyable.
So last time we were in Kentucky, I think I met one of the Justins. Was that one or did we met both Justins?
You met one.
So I met one of the Justins. They have the same kind of picks I get. I love this style. This is a garden. This is a bouquet of flowers. The orange peel is a little bit muted here. This is gorgeous. This is my deal.
And you know, fair disclosure, all of us, you know, three of us here at the table are pretty good friends with both of the Justins, and I've known them. I've known Sloan for more years than I care to admit. But that being said,
I don't know any of them. I just met one once.
These boys know what the heck they're doing, and there's a reason that the House of Bourbon is what it is, and it's because they know what the heck they're doing. And we did their first release when they were kind enough to send us samples of the very first release, and. They know what the heck they're doing. This one's delicious.
It's a bouquet of flowers. The orange peel is muted.
The orange peel is definitely there, though.
It's muted, isn't it? Yeah. But the pepper comes out. The
orange peel is sort of like that shelf underneath holding the flowers. Yeah, it's there.
There's a hint of the dill, but it's not overpowering. This is not a...
I get the dill more on the palate than the nose. Yeah, I don't get it on the palate.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it on the nose at all, which is usually where I get the get the dill, which is fine. I mean, I have no problem with the dill.
You know, this is the style I picked for my store too. This is great.
Yeah.
Yummy.
This one is absolutely delicious.
Brent, what do you think about this? The finish. Did you talk about the finish?
Yeah, well, the finish, I like the finish. It's a nice long finish. This one, it's not as long as the we had earlier of that cathedral pick.
Oh, yeah, different. You're not going to get that except at the distillery.
Right.
The reason those are limited editions.
Exactly. But this is a nice finish. I love the length of this. This is good.
Yeah. Well, if you are in the Louisville area or Lexington area, there's a House of Bourbon in both cities. And if you go in there, they will absolutely have Blackwood there and honestly grab any one of them.
Are they selling Blackwood in Florida yet?
No.
Yes, but very limited quantities. So
I haven't seen a distributor with this stuff. I'd like to get some of this in my store.
Well, we're going to give the Blackwood Single Barrel Rye Founder's Pick, well-deserved, 4 sips.
That's classified.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I think we've drunk well.
Very well.
Yeah, I can't complain about today. So
nope.
I didn't spill a drop on me, so I drank well.
That's good.
Yeah.
You have a drinking problem like an airplane? Yeah.
Chevy Chase had the best drinking problem.
I want to thank our co-hosts for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Today was truly a pleasure. I can say that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. And I hope whatever horse you picked for the Derby, it came in the roses.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Harm.
You know, Norman, I thank you and I mean it, but this was a bourbon show, man. Bring me a scotch show.
Bring me
a scotch show.
Don't.
I want to see Brent next. In distress.
No.
Next.
Don't do it.
For Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining. So remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey, and fortunately today hasn't been a problem.
There was no bad whiskey today. That cathedral French oak.
We have had bad whiskey before in our lives.
Yeah, we have, but this is...
Not today,
not today.
Yahoo.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap...
Just tap it in.
...the subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.